Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're going to not be in Starkville, it's not a problem. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can have Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
Yeah, there we go. It's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's summertime, and I know it's hot outside, but the grill should be hot as well. You should be grilling each and every weekend. Enjoy these summer weekends. Heck, you know, I say that like we're not going to grill all football season too, but regardless of all that,
it's a year-round thing.
It really is.
You just especially enjoy it differently.
Especially here in the South. And if you are, you know, going to be cooking out this weekend, beef needs to be the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, you know they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to show you respect, bankers that know you and value your business. Let Priority One Bank be that bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I have a question.
Sure.
I'm gonna do a tweet today for Section 103. So I'm going to use the polo that you got.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to create the Carlo Barone look. So would you rather go, as far as rope hats go, do we want to go maroon or white?
Do you have the hats up?
Doesn't matter. No. We're just going to do this blind here. Maroon or white?
And I'm wearing the...
You're wearing that with the polo that you have.
Ooh. I'd probably go maroon.
Maroon. Okay. Do you want Hail State or dogs?
Hail State.
Okay. All right. I'll put together the Carlo Barone package a little later.
Oh, man.
A little later today.
Before we start summer school here.
Yeah. Real quick, by the way, before you do that, if you're interested in buying anything from our friends at Section 103, use our promo code TL10. Take a little bit off. You can wear the Carlo Barone package if you use the code, I think, for less than $100. So that's,
wow.
You know, you look like $1 million.
You look like me.
Yeah, which would be great.
Absolutely.
I would go for that.
So. Yeah, it's not a bad look at all.
It's a fantastic look.
If I had to choose any look, that'd be...
Your mom thinks you're handsome.
She's not the only one.
Well, I mean, I'll take your word for that. Yeah, so check it out. TL10 at section103.com. What were you going to say?
Okay, so... I missed a lesson of school here.
You did. You did, Mr. Brown.
So
told you the next time school was in session, you need to be able to tell me the four greatest wide receivers in Mississippi State history. Have you done your assignment, sir?
Yes, I actually came in yesterday and told you them.
Yeah, so tell them
you
again.
You said Eric Molds was the best one.
I did.
But then you had Fred Ross.
Yeah.
Marty McDoyle.
Yeah.
And Chad Bumpus.
Yeah.
You rounded out your top four.
That's my top four. Very good. You did good. I will mark that as complete.
Yeah.
So
I turned in my homework, guys.
I appreciate that.
You know, a little late, but.
So we're going to go to school again today. Let's do the linebackers for Mississippi State. Another position. State defensively has just got guys. You know, State's problem through the decades has always been they never had an elite quarterback, really, until Dak Prescott. You know, they had great quarterbacks, good quarterbacks, but never a top guy, an all SEC caliber guy until they had Dak. But they've had defensive players forever, and linebacker is no exception. Let's go through my honorable mentions. There were quite a few. I went with Mariko Hagan. Went with Bedardrick McKinney. Bookie Watson got an honorable mention. I mean, he led the SEC in tackles 2 years in a row and led the SEC in sacks. He got a lot of consideration to be on the top three, to be honest with
Hmm.
you. Ed Smith, a personal favorite of mine, just had one great year, but man, he was great in 1998 when State won the West. Baron Simpson, all SEC selection from Starkville. James Williams, he was one of the best tacklers to ever play at Mississippi State, had a decent pro career. Got to mention KJ Wright. Longtime Seattle Seahawk, but was part of that 2009, 2010 team. Really, really good football player. Chris White, Connerly Trophy winner for Mississippi State. Good linebacker on the 2010 team. And I'll put Errol Thompson on the honorable mention as well. He had a 4 year run there for Mississippi State as a top linebacker. So we'll put him on the list as well. Those are my honorable mentions. Here's my top three. I mentioned the other day that Mississippi State has only three consensus All-Americans, right? One of them was who was the other one from the other day?
He was the defensive tackle. He's from like the
Jimmy
70s.
Webb,
Yeah.
and the other two are
I
DBs.
study, y'all.
Yeah, DBs. By that same token, Mississippi State has one College Football Hall of Famer, one,
And it's.
and it's D.D. Lewis. So D.D. Lewis is on the list. Ring of Honor, College Football Hall of Fame. One of the longest pro careers I've ever heard of. Drafted in the sixth round of the 1968 draft. So his first year in the NFL, he played his entire career with the Cowboys. 1968 draft. Are you familiar with the catch? Do you know what the catch is?
Like the Joe Montana?
Right.
Come on, bro.
You get it. You get it. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, to Dallas Clark.
Right.
Or
Well,
not Dallas Clark, something Clark.
Dwight Clark.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, Dallas
Sorry.
Clark is
The
played for
Colts
the.
tight end.
You're right.
It got
I'm not going to take it away from you. In that play, so that's 1981. In that play, D.D. Lewis is pressuring
Joe
Joe
Montana.
Montana. That's how long he was in the league.
So he played from 68.
To 81. 81 was his last year.
Oh my
So a
God.
two-time Super Bowl champion, first-team All-American, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, two-time All-SEC, Mississippi and Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. He's originally from the state of Tennessee. I mean, I'm putting him in there. This
Yeah.
is a no-brainer. This is of all the no-brainers I've got, he's way high up
Is
there.
that a 14-year NFL career
Yes.
before modern medicine?
Yeah. I mean,
Respect. And he's a linebacker. He's
yeah. So
hitting every
just
play.
basically tougher than shoe leather
Yeah.
is what I would say about D.D.
He.
Lewis. Led the Bulldogs in tackles all three of his seasons at Mississippi
Yeah.
State.
Yeah.
Team captain, terrible teams. They're not, the 60s were not kind to Mississippi State football. But so for him to be first team All-SEC and first team All-American on a team that went in his 3 years, 7-23. Oh, yeah, it's not pleasant.
Where are those records? If you haven't pulled up.
I can get them for you. Hold on. Go to my friend Jay
That's
Howell.
some Indiana football stuff. We're
Oh, yeah,
Dignetti.
Mississippi State and Indiana are the same, except for State doesn't have a national title now. So let's see here. So that would have been 65, 66, and 67. 65, 4-6, 2-8, 1-9.
Oh my
With an
gosh.
All-American linebacker.
Oh my
So
gosh.
this is one of those things. I love talking about this stuff because people ask why Mississippi State is the way it is. His senior year, State went 1-9. The only team they beat was Texas Tech. They scored 49 points on the season. In 10 games, they scored 49 points. Here are their scores that year.
Please.
You ready? 0-7.
No,
Oh, the score 30-0, 24-7. They win 7-3, 21-14 loss, 43-6 loss, 24-12. And then the last four games of the season, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, 13-0, 36-0, 55-0, 10-3.
They scored 3 points the last month.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
They actually played that Egg Bowl on December 2nd. That's interesting. I wonder why that was. They didn't play a game. They played LSU on November the 18th, and they didn't play again until December 2nd. I wonder why. That's 2 weekends off.
Was that September? Was that no or December of 68?
December 67. No. So he got out of there just in time, though. In 68, they went 0-8-2.
Oh man.
But they tied Ole Miss, incredibly enough. I've always said this about State. We'll go back in time. So in 19, let me make sure I have the days right here. In 1948, Mississippi State fires Allen McKean. McKean had come to Mississippi State and been really, really successful. led them to an undefeated season in 40. They win their only SEC championship ever in 41, right? Then he goes 8-2, 6-2, 6-3, 8-2, 7-3. In 48, he goes 4-4-1. And Ole Miss at this point has just hired John Vaught. And so State's boosters think that they're about to get left behind or whatever. So they panic and they fire Alan McKean. The next year, State went 0-8-1 and scored 38 points in nine games. And I've always said that that's the year Mississippi State invented drinking at football games. It's just like, what is this? This is terrible. And so they were never the same after firing Alan McKean. But yeah, D.D. Lewis had some tough times, no doubt, but he's a tough man. So we'll put him on the list for sure. So D.D. Lewis is on our list among the greatest, the top three Mississippi State linebackers. Number two. All right, whatever you want to call it, the other linebacker. The highest draft choice in Mississippi State football history, Johnny Cooks. Johnny Cooks, two-time All-SEC, first-team All-American his senior year. Played on two bowl teams at Mississippi State, which in the 80s was saying something. They were the only two bowl teams of the 80s, 80 and 81. Was on the team, obviously, that beat Alabama. Had 20 tackles in that game against the Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one team in the nation. And he had the fumble that that secured the upset there. Number two overall pick of the 1982 NFL draft, from the picked by the then Baltimore Colts, played from 1982 to 1981. Was on the 1990 Super Bowl champion team for the New York Giants. I got the chance to meet him, and so I saw that Super Bowl ring one time. And you know, at a time now where Super Bowl rings are just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous then. It was
still
ridiculous.
Looked pretty cool.
Like 1991, I was like, oh, I met him at a football game. It was really nice. Super nice guy, was a fixture around the city of Starkville, was the athletic director for Starkville High for a long time. Super, super nice guy. Like I said, 373 tackles in his 4 years at Mississippi State. Member of the MSU Hall of Fame, was a member of the Ring of Honor, just had it all. When you say linebacker at Mississippi State, you know, a guy who died died young, 64 years old, died a couple years ago here. Actually, gosh. Was today the 6th? Yeah, it is. He died 3 years ago today.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's nice that we're bringing that up today. So Johnny Cooks is my number is my second linebacker here. My third one, maybe just a personal choice here for me, Carlo.
Sure.
But I'm going to go with Greg Favors. Favors was a part of the 96 and 97 teams. Would have been in those Jolie Dunn defenses that were just so, so good. For Mississippi State, a quarterback pass rush specialist. I got him and Montez Sweat. I'm going to win a lot of games. The quarterbacks are going to be unhappy with him. The main reason I love Greg Favors is because when a young Brian Haydad turned 21 years old on November 30th, 1996, Greg Favors had 5 sacks by himself in the Egg Bowl, and State won 17-0 in Oxford. That was a fun day.
Happy birthday.
That was a happy birthday for me. Dominated. State dominated that game defensively. Favors was kind of a little ahead of his time in terms of just being a pass rush specialist. I think in today's NFL, he would have been a lot more valuable. He had a decent NFL career, don't get me wrong, but didn't. I think nowadays, with as much as the passing game is a part of things, he would have been a much more impactful player,
valuable asset. Yeah.
So we're gonna go Greg Favors as my number three. I feel like that gives me Lewis and Cooks, great against the run. Favors gives me the pass rush. He and Montez Sweat. Now, I'm not super worried about the run, to be honest with you, with this defense. Because
no.
I got Jeff Simmons and Fletcher Cox plugging things up in the middle.
And if one of them needs a breather, just bring Chris Jones in.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh gosh, I messed up my watch here. My watch says it's the 7th. I don't know why.
It's the 6th. It's 6th, 7th.
Yeah, I got what you're trying to do there. I think that's dead, by the way.
Oh, it's not dead. It never dies.
Nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it anymore. I think the fact that the old people like me got into it has killed it.
That means that it's over.
I believe it's over.
Once you guys start getting into it.
Once we start doing it, it's immediately not cool anymore. So, got to get my watch back on here. Because I was just like, I can't. My OCD was flaring up there. It's like, it's not the 7th. What are we doing? So, yeah, we're going to go Cooks, Lewis, Favors. I feel pretty good about that. I'm trying to think, am I making a mistake here? I second guess these so
bad.
Who
would
bad.
Be your first one that would replace one of those
And honestly, it could be Bukie Watson. It's between it's between the top three that I wrote down here. Mario Hagan, Bernardrick McKinney, Bukie Watson. Hagan was so good in 2000. And then the next 2 years, State was terrible, but he was still really good. But that 2000, and he came out of nowhere. Like, he was a defensive lineman. They moved to middle linebacker. And then all of a sudden, he was just an unstoppable force. Had a good pro career as well. Nice guy, too. Bernardrick McKinney, obviously saw a lot of him, 2013, 2014. All-American, second-round pick, good pro career. I've heard that he's like a video game streamer now. Like, he does Twitch and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
That's crazy.
And then Bukie Watson was robbed of SEC Defensive Player of the Year his senior year. I mean, you lead the conference in tackles and sacks. You should probably be the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. But because State wasn't very good, they picked an Alabama guy, basically. Long story short. KJ Wright is right there, though. That's the thing. Like, I feel like there's no right. Wait till next week when we do the corners. Or if we do it later this week, that's gonna piss people off. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Really?
Because there's I got like three obvious choices for two spots.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm gonna have to, somebody's gonna be mad. And I've already gone through that once and I got called out for that. So I don't know. Actually, there's really four. There's four guys for two spots when I think about it. But one guy's going to get in just because I don't feel like getting yelled at again.
Really, three guys for one spot. Because you can't leave out, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, well, I mean, can I, though? That's my point. We'll see. We'll see where
it
goes.
I don't know. I don't think you can.
Of all of these that I've done, quarterback was obviously the easiest. Cornerback is probably going to be the toughest. Because I'm going to leave out two outstanding guys. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way that it goes. So, Lewis, Cooks, Favors. That's our all-time linebackers at Mississippi State. We'll see what we'll do. We may do corners later this week, and we'll figure it out. And safety. I haven't really thought about safety yet. There's guys there, though. There's a lot of guys. I mean, again, State just through the years has had defensive players. They just haven't had the offensive guys, and really,
imagine if some of these guys played at the same time.
Yeah, and they also haven't had the coaching. Quite honestly, I mean, until they had Jackie, the coaching was an issue.
He was a good motivator.
Something like that.
Story's still unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's great.
It's unbelievable.
Is that the most? Oof. That's a good question. Is that the most unbelievable or unusual story in Mississippi State football history? It's got to be. I mean, other than the actual, like, how did the cowbell come into being, which is a cow just wandered onto the field.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I still watch that clip sometimes.
You got the Egg Bowl where the Ole Miss steals Bully and paints him and he dies.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they painted him red and blue, and I guess they used, like, lead-based
and
paint. He died.
Allergic?
Yeah, well, I mean,
they killed a dog.
Yeah, they killed one of the dogs.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
There's the Egg Bowl story of the coach. That's more of an Ole Miss story, but it's like in the 20s. The game is freezing cold. They're drinking coffee on the sideline, and the coach laces the coffee with whiskey to try to motivate them a little bit. And
the players,
it goes the other way, and they get beat. And
the players are drunk.
Yeah. At the end of the game, the coach was like, they're on a train back to Oxford. I'm going on a train the other direction. I hope I never see them again. It's a great story.
Oh my God.
The 20s or something. That's one. Gosh, it's got to be it, right? Well, I mean, then you have like, they're not funny, but like the story of the game of change. That's an unbelievable where the team leaves the state under the cover of darkness to get out of the state, so that the governor can't stop them from going to play in the NCAA tournament. That's probably got to be one.
What?
You don't know about the game of change?
No.
Oh, that's a great
story. Wait.
Where Mississippi State in the late 50s, early 60s was the best basketball program, maybe in the country. But because of Mississippi at the time,
Yeah.
couldn't play segregated, couldn't play integrated
Wait,
schools.
no, I have heard about this.
So in 63, they snuck out of the state to
Yeah.
go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I did hear
And
about that.
so, I mean, like, I think state would have a national title in basketball when they had Bailey Howell. Like, that guy was, go back and, hold on, I'll pull him up. Hold on. His college stats are,
Ridiculous.
yeah, to say the least. Do I have his college stats? Here we go. Yeah. So his senior year at state, he averaged, where's the points per game? He averaged 27 and 15 a game.
Rebounds?
27 points, 15 rebounds a game.
Oh my gosh.
For his career, he averaged 27 and 17.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was a better rebounder as a sophomore. He averaged almost 20 rebounds a game. He was at 19.7. I mean, just a crazy good. And what averaged 27 a game on 12 free throws. Like he did, they did, nobody,
Yeah,
there
he...
were no fouls back then. It was just
No.
blood and guts. So he was just making shots.
Wow.
So yeah, like that team, let me see if it has it on here. 1959, his senior year, state went 24-1. They lost one game in
And
conference
they
play.
just didn't go to the NCAA
They just
tournament?
didn't, they just did not go to the NCAA tournament
That's crazy.
because they weren't allowed to play against
Yeah.
black athletes. So
Wow.
yeah, I mean, easily cost this team a national title, in my opinion.
Dang.
So that might be another show to do one day of like I can think of some more of the. And guys, if you got something I'm missing in terms of sports, like the funniest stories, I guess. Ron Polk getting served at
At a game?
yeah. What? Why did he get served? It was in Hattiesburg. That's why he Ron Polk hates USM, and that's why he got served there. Why did he get served? I forget. Something happened. I don't remember the exact story. That's one.
Looking it up. I'm looking it up.
Yeah. You stay with the mic there. Why? Ron Polk served Southern Miss. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Good luck.
When I, yeah, I'm not getting it either.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Somebody will just
Yeah,
have to let me know.
like during the game, someone's like, "Yo, by the way, here you go."
Something like that, basically.
Wow.
So, all right. Well, that's another idea though, is to do the good story. That might be
That
another.
story about the two guys fighting in the stands and
That's another one. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
are
Yeah, the Hawaiian
insane.
punch. Yeah, that's a
Insane.
great one.
That video is crazy.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That
I mean, it's like when you realize that like, those guys are on the same team, and that's
was a different level because I just saw the fight and I was like, that's something. And then there you were like, oh, they're on the same team.
It's one thing if you're like, hey, these two guys on other teams got into a fight, but this is something completely different. So
Crazy.
there you go. All right, let's get into our SEC preview. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Everything delicious happens at Two Brothers. Tacos, wings, sandwiches, nachos, they've got it all. Great menu. It's the only menu in town. The best menu. It's the only place. People are saying that it's fantastic. I've heard great things.
Very great things.
The best things. That's the only place in town, like I've said many times, where I'm just not locked into something before I walk in the door. If you want to have a great meal today, head over to the Cotton District. Enjoy Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Do you need technology for your business? Do you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops? Whatever it is, call Advantage Business Systems. They'll give you a great deal on the product, but more importantly, they're going to take care of you long after the sale. They're going to take care of you with service. You have that security blanket of knowing if something goes wrong, you can make a phone call to somebody here in the state of Mississippi, and they can be there to fix it a lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. You got the sniffles?
No.
No, but you do.
No.
Okay. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, you can find it at Maroon & Co. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white. Nobody with a bigger, better, wider, more unique selection than our friends over at Maroon & Co. And, of course, it's not just about the Mississippi State gear there. They have a great selection of Turtle Box.
Box Turtle.
Speakers. They have the Yeti coolers and tumblers. They got a great selection of footwear from Adidas. It's all right there for you. Check it out. Maroon & Co., maroonandco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Or you go to your next Mississippi State football game, which is getting closer every day.
Every day.
Head over to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. It's not just a slogan at Scruggs. They literally have what you want. Doesn't matter what you're doing around the house on during the week or on the weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is going to get you taken care of. And if what you're trying to look for is John Deere products, the John Deere zero-turn mowers, commercial mowers, compact tractors or gators, John Deere it's at home at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo in North Mississippi. Nobody doing more with John Deere than our friends over at Scruggs. Call them today. Talk to their finance department. They'll set you up with a great, great deal. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it at Scruggs. Scruggs has what you want for less in Saltillo, Mississippi. Good Hope Land and Timber, our landowners in the state of Mississippi, they know that name, and you should as well. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber would love to help you make that purchase, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres. But if you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, your timber, your resources, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help with that as well. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. The Missouri Tigers are on the docket for today. This has been a program that's become a pretty consistent winner. And, I'll be honest with you, when Drinkwitz took over there, I was like, this guy's a dork. Like, it's just not going to work. He's a really good football coach and has, turned them into a program that you don't really want to see on the schedule. And then you combine that with the ads, Austin Simmons. This time last year, I was leading the Austin Simmons train. Thought he was going to be really, really good for Ole Miss. A guy that I was like, this is their quarterback of the future. He's going to be there for the next 2 years, and he's going to be really, really good for them. Didn't work out that way. Now he's at Missouri, as is Caden Lee. And, of course, when he's healthy, one of the best running backs in the country in Ahmad Hardy. I'm not really high on them, though, just based off of what I got written down here.
I am not high on them either, but I would make changes if I could. But I wrote this on May 18th, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right, let's stick with who we got. I have them getting off to a really good start, too, is what's surprising.
Yeah.
I have them beating UA. They play Arkansas Pine Bluff on a Thursday. Poor Missouri every year. Game one's on a Thursday. Every year. Feel bad for them. And then their next game is on a Friday. They don't get to say play a college ball Saturday until week three. But week two, they are at Kansas in the border war. I have them being 2-0.
I do, too.
I have them being 3-0. They play Troy the next week.
Yep.
I have them 4-0. I have them winning at Mississippi State as we sit here right now.
I have them losing to Mississippi State.
Okay. See, Carlo, he's more excited than I am. So I have 4-0. You've got 3-1. Then they host Florida. I've got them losing to the Gators. That's their first loss.
I agree. They're 3-2 for me.
3-2. I've got them. They host Texas A&M. I have them losing that game.
Yep.
Very good.
Back to 500. They're 4-2 for you.
I'm 4-2. Then they're at Ole Miss. I have them losing that game.
Yep.
You're at 3-4.
Yeah.
I'm at 4-3.
Okay.
At Arkansas, back on the winning track.
Wait, you have them at 4-3? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Them being state. At Arkansas, 5-3.
See, this is the game I would change. I have them losing.
No,
Arkansas.
You can't. No, come on.
This is the one I would
Are
change.
You sure?
This, I have it on here.
You put it on for Arkansas as well?
Yes.
I don't remember you saying that. I would have.
This is the one I would change, though. When I was looking at this one, you're doing the ad reads. Can I have a pen?
I have one right here.
Yeah, I would change this one.
As you know, I keep pens.
That would put Arkansas.
Make sure I get that pen back.
So, that would put Arkansas at 2-10 instead of 3-9.
Right. I have Arkansas at 3-9, though. Who do I have them beating? I have them beating Vanderbilt.
This one, that I don't have them.
Okay,
winning
that's fine.
This is the one I would. This is the one I would change.
Okay, change it. All right, so
that
you got
would put them.
We both got them now at 5-. No, I've got them 5-3. You've got them 4-4.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get that pen back, please.
Man,
I need that pen. That's my
tweaking about the pen.
That's my reference pen. All right. Texas at home. That's a loss.
Yep.
At Georgia, that's a loss.
Yeah, by 30.
Kentucky at home, I gave them a win there.
Yep, me too.
And then Oklahoma at home, that's a loss.
So what do you have them at?
6-6.
Okay, I've got them at 5-7. But I had them at 4-8 to begin with. I like this.
So you have them beating Kentucky. You have them beating Kentucky, Arkansas, Troy, Kansas, and Pine Bluff.
Yes. I mean, they're
boy, that Mississippi State game.
That's the only one I really feel like they can win. Florida's going to be good.
I feel like
A&M's going to be good. Ole Miss is going to be good. Texas, Georgia.
Here's the thing, though.
Oklahoma.
Are we underestimating this team? They have won, what?
Yes.
28 games, 29 games the last no, 2-3 years?
You're absolutely correct. I just don't know where the other wins are coming in because their schedule's tough this year.
I feel like we're just saying, like, well, you know, they're playing Oklahoma and they're playing – and like, they've beaten some of these teams.
I wouldn't pick them against Texas.
No.
Florida, A&M.
Florida and A&M at home, those games aren't unwinnable.
No.
And at Ole Miss, it's not unwinnable. Texas and Georgia are probably – and Oklahoma probably pretty – are going to be tough. But, didn't they beat Oklahoma? No, they didn't. They lost to them last year. So, and the Mississippi State game, I just don't know. I've never been this conflicted on Mississippi State going into a season. In my life, I don't have a good feel for Mississippi State at all.
I don't either.
So, like, whatever I predict,
they have
is
the players.
Be off. Whatever I predict is going to be off. Like last year, I said 4-8, and I had them losing to Arizona State but beating Arkansas. So I was close. 2 years ago, I said 6-6, and I mean, everybody was off 2 years ago. No, nobody saw 2-10 coming mm-mm. the way it did. So we'll see. So Missouri, 6-6 for me, 5-7 for Carlo. Next week, the Oklahoma Sooners, college football playoff team.
Don't feel good about that one either.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. Tomorrow's show is The Rumblings. So get us the questions in. We'll be happy to answer them. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carlo Burrow, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.